Hey friend, thank you for joining me for today's scripture meditation. I'm Natalie, an identity revival coach and your guide for today's reading. In your ears today, I'll be reading 1 Peter 5, 6-11. In Matthew 18:20, it says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. And though I may not be there in person, I'm here in your ears." So let's invite God's Spirit to join us in this space. We're going to do some deep, relaxing breaths. And while you're breathing, invite the Holy Spirit to join you in this space. We're going to use a 5-5-7 rhythm for these breaths. We're going to inhale for 5, hold for 5, and exhale for 7. Go ahead and inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold. 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and maintain this rhythm if it feels good to you, but if not, that's okay too. You can breathe at whatever rhythm feels good for you. 1 Peter 5, 6-11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This was read from the ESV. What questions came up for you as you reflect on this passage? Any and all questions are welcome. All prayers, praise, questions, doubts, and wonderings are accepted by God. God cares for us and has the power to carry our anxieties. What anxiety are you carrying that you can surrender to God? Spiritual battles present themselves in many forms. We must be alert, but not anxious, for God is on our side. In these battles, the Lord restores, confirms, strengthens, and establishes us. Where have you experienced God's restoration? Take a moment to express gratitude and praise to God. God, thank you for carrying our anxieties. Thank you for standing in our corner as we fight against the enemy. Thank you for your restoration, your strength, and our confirmation. Though the road is tough at times, I will stand firm in my faith. Amen.